Tonight's shir, Simen Kuf Ayin Ches, Si'if Aleph. Simen Kuf Ayin Ches, is a Dvorim Kruim Hefzik Besuda. What's considered an interruption of the meal? And this is a discussion about a person who changes location during the meal and maybe is Mesiach Das during the meal and would lose his bracha. Now, it happens to be there are different approaches in the Rishonim how to Pascha from the Gemara. And the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Aleph and Sif Beis follows one approach. The Ramah waits until Sif Beis to point out that we disagree with everything we learned until now and gives a whole new approach at the second half of Sif Beis. So the Mishnah Berurah brings an introduction to explain what the Siman is about, so then it'll fit in the pieces when we actually see inside the Machlokes Mechaber and Ramah. The Mishnah Berurah writes as follows. Hine, mipnei shehasimen hazeh yesh bo protim rabim, because this chapter has a lot of details. Alken akdem lezeh hakdama katsara, so I'm going to give a brief introduction, de'lohokal alam ayin, to make it easier for the one who chooses to study this. Hine, benin shinu makom, when it comes to change of location, haino shehischa le'achol, he begins to eat, v'halach le'mokom acher, and then during his eating he goes to another place. And he wants to eat in the second place. Or he left and comes back to continue in the original place and eat there. Kaimelon, we hold there's a halacha that you need a new bracha rishona. Now there are three things we have to clarify in this concept of shinui makom. Aleph, first of all, mahu shinui makom, what is called change of location. Imi bayis la bayis, is it only from one house to another? Omi ched la cheder, is it from one room to another room in the same house? Beis. Beis edvarm shacht and shini makom. Which items do we concern ourselves with? Change of location. It doesn't apply to all foods. Gimel. Im shini makomo, if he did change his location. Madina bezeh, what's going to be the halacha? V'nach zelevar echad echad. Let's clarify each of these three. The first one, inyan shinui makom hu. What is the concept of change of location? Lo mi boi im halach bem sachilas mi bayis ela bayis acher. It's not only if in the middle of the meal he goes from one house to another. Bevadai havi shinui makom. That is absolutely a change of location. Vafilam yotzer rak chutz lepesach beiso. Even if he just steps outside the door of his house, betoch achilaso, while eating. That's already called shini makom. Before he gets to the next house, just stepping out of his house. And it doesn't help, even if when he said the bracha, he had in mind that he's going to step outside. He's going to change location. Even if the change is just from one room to another. Many poskim are of the opinion, do shini makom, that's already called a shinui makom, a change of location. Look, we wrote about this in Be'er Locha. Ach b'zeh yesh chiluk, but there is a distinction. If, when he said the bracha, he had in mind that he'll move from one room to another, mutter, that's permitted. Kim shutachas gag echod, because it's under one roof. Umizavis lezavis, now in a one room, from one end of the room or one corner to another, I feel the traklin gadol, even if it's a huge ballroom. Lo havi shinui makom cloud. That's not called a shinui makom at all. Kim shu cheder echad, because it is one room. V'insar cloud dait lezen. For that, you don't even need das. You don't have to have it in mind. The second thing. Ube'ezet dvarim shayach shinui makom. What are the food items that we concern ourselves with shinui makom? Isib zeh plukta b'gemar. There's a machlokes in the Gemara Psochim. Rav Sheshes Sav, Rav Sheshes holds. Bein amochel pas, whether he bread. Bein shochel perus, whether he ate fruit. Ushari mashkin, or other drinks. Dinam shav bezeh, it's all the same. Tzarech lachs or levarach, if he changed location, he needs to make a new bracha rishonu. Rav Chistes Sav, Rav Chistes holds. Dav gamochel davar shein tom bracha b'mekomo. That would be true to make a new bracha rishonu if the thing he was eating did not require a bracha achrona in the place where you ate it. What's the law meant to say? Gon peros, umashkin. He's eating fruits, having drinks. Shein l'chuyiv dafka l'vorach b'achachone shalahen b'makomo harishon. There is no requirement that he has to make the brain of fashos to make the bracha achrona in the place where he ate. Lakein, therefore, I mean, we say to take a shakum makomo. Then, as soon as he left his location, nispat al kvi aso, his set location is gone. V'tzorach lachs l'verk hashiyus l'achod. When he chooses to eat again, he'll need a new bracha rishonim. Avlam ochel pas, but if he ate bread. Some say maybe this includes mezonos and wine and the fruits of the zayin minim. Bread and perhaps the zayin minim, you need to make a bracha achrona where you ate. V'alken therefore aminu b'hu. We'll say in those cases that even if he left his location, that doesn't take away his initial kavias of eating there. No matter where he eats, aldas kavias harishona hu. It's all based on the fact that he's going back to his original spot. It's as if he never left. It's as if he's still in his original place. He does not have to make a new hamotzi, because essentially he's tethered to that original place, because he has to go back. He's got to go back to make the bracha achrona. Now there's a machlokes apoiskim. Harambam v'siyaso paska kirev sheshes. The Rambam and those who agree with him hold like of sheshes that there's no such distinction. I don't care what you're eating. You can eat bread, you can eat cake, you can eat apple, you can have a cup of water. It makes no difference. The hold like of sheshes, the bekol gavni, no matter what you're eating, you change location, you make a new baruch rishonim. V'zeo tam shnei se'ifim harishonim. This is the logic behind the first two se'ifim of the siman. But the Rosh and those who hold like the Rosh follow Rav Chista. And that is going to be a difference between bread and cake, perhaps, to fruits and drinks. Since bread and cake, you have to go back to your original place, make a bracha rishona, to make the bench. So then I don't make a bracha rishona if I left my location and come back. As opposed to eating fruits and vegetables and drinks, there they would agree that as soon as you left your place, you need a new bracha rishonim. So the Rosh and his followers go to Rav Chista, and that is the opinion of the Ramah. Shehu v'abesof sif beis, that's brought at the end of sif beis. V'kol zehu le'inyan lachzor l'varach. Again, this is a discussion of do you or don't you make a new bracha rishonim. But everyone agrees, you should not leave your place when you're eating. And the Ramah puts it, he says, if you leave your place, make a bracha achrona before you leave. Because very often people forget to make a bracha achrona entirely. So just bechlal, before you leave, make a bracha achrona. The third thing, madino shashinu makom. So what's the halacha if you change the location? There's a machlokas here too. Because it's not just a machlokas about making the bracha rishona. The Rambam and those who follow him hold that when he returns to the location where he started, before you do anything else, say the bracha achrona. First, you got a bench, or bracha achrona, or any other bracha achrona. Whatever you ate and needs bracha achrona, say the proper bracha achrona for what you ate first. And only after that, then you make a new bracha rishona for what you're going to eat. That's what Sif Alf is about. The other poskim hold, no. Shinu Makom doesn't require you to make a premature bracha achrona. Just make a new bracha rishona. For what you want to eat now. The bracha achrona you say after the second eating is all you need. It goes on the first eating and the second eating. This is what the Ramah mentions at the end of Sif Beis.
We have to factor in the time though too.
Yeah, everything assuming the time is all proper. Ulamaisa, practically speaking, Nachtin hakol kedasa poiskin hamuvah b'hagol. We're going to follow halacha l'maisa, the opinions of the poiskin the Ramah brings. We're going to follow the Ramah of the end of Sif Beis. V'yesa proti hadinu hamistayef l'zeh, and the rest of the halachas that come out of this siman, yivor hakol mitz Hashem v'sach ha-siman, we will, mitz Hashem, explain throughout the siman. Vatanas Levas, Tivisimitsanel begin to clarify this chapter. So the first thing that we need to clarify is what's called Shinimakum. What is called changing location? Within the same room is never Shinimakum. It's not changing location. Once you've changed rooms, it's already a machlekes. Once you've stepped out the house, you're finished. We'll have to give cases later if it's a fenced-in yard or a covered porch. That might be different until you step beyond that. The next issue is, does it make a difference what you're eating or not? And that's a machlokas in the Gemara, a machlokas in the Poskim. Does it make a difference if you're eating something which needs bracha achronim b'mekomo? That's how we paskin. We paskin, it goes by the halacha that if you need a bracha achronim b'mekomo, you do not lose the bracha. And the third thing is, do you or don't you make a bracha achronim before you make the bracha rishona? And the halacha we hold, you do not make the bracha achronim before the bracha rishona. You just make one bracha achronim at the end, and that covers everything. Sif Aleph. Haya oichel bebayis zeh, upasek sudaso, v'halcha bayis acher. If a person's eating in this house, and then he interrupts his meal and goes to another house, osh haya oichel ukroa chaver l'dabr imo, or he's eating, and his friend calls him to speak to him. V'yatzelo lepesach beiso, he just goes to the entrance of his house, stepping out of the house. V'chazer, and he returns. Hal v'shina mekayma, since he changed location, he has to first make a bracha achrona 48 before, and then he has to make a new bracha hamotzi, and then finish his meal. The Bayer Halacha points out that when he makes this new hamotzi, if he was Mesiach Das, he has to wash his hands and make Natias Yadayim also. If he wasn't Mesiach Das, then it's a shaila about what happens with Natias Yadayim. But if he speaks to his friend in the house, even though he may have moved from one corner to another in the same room, that's not called shinui makom, and he does not have to make a new bracha. The Ramah adds, look ahead, the Simon Shain Gimel, by the halacha of Kiddush, we talk about also halachas of location, Kiddush Makom Suda. If he had in mind to eat in another spot, lo mikri shini makom, it's not called changing location. V'hu she yiyu shneim makomos b'ayis echad, provide them in the same home. Ayin l'kamon simon kuf pei dalad, look ahead and simon kuf pei dalad. So let's take a look in the Mishnah Berurah. Sif alef, ho yo'ochel b'ayis zeh. He's eating in this house. Umari b'ochel yechidi, we're discussing when he eats by himself. Demochel b'yachad m'od anoshim, because he was eating together with other people. And the other people of his group remain in that first place. Everyone agrees that it's not necessary to make a new bracha when he comes back. We will learn this later in Sif Beis. The Shaar Tzion points out that when it says he's eating with other people, it doesn't have to be his peers. It could be Bnei Bayis, the family eating together on the table. And the notes on the side point out that even if it's a child, that could also be considered that he leaves his chaverim behind. Also, the language of the Mishnah Berurah is he is eating together with other people. The notes bring a machlekes, do the others have to be eating or they're sitting with him, keeping him company? And it brings a Scheinberg held, Lamaisa, you don't have to be eating with him. If there are people who are meeting or talking with him, and even he's the only one eating, and he steps out and comes back, he's still connected to the original spot. Sifkan Beis, v'halach v'chulu. So he's in the middle of eating, and then he stops to go somewhere else. V'afilu l'nishtashem kal, even though it was not a long time, it was a very brief leaving. He changed location for very short. Shetekev chazlim v'komishin, right away, he came right back. Afilu hachi shinimokam mikrit k'dekameh. It's still considered change of location, as we will learn. Especially if he plans on finishing the meal in the second place, that's a shinui makom. But the din of shinui makom is nothing with time. It could have been literally 1 minute, 30 seconds. You changed location, you lost it. Sifkan gimel, the bias acher. So he's eating in this bias and he goes to another bias. For who adin lecheder acher, it doesn't have to be a different house. It could even be a different room. Many times we've had the language of bias referring to a cheder. Gam kein bechal shini makom. That's also called shini makom.
So if you get up to answer the phone, you got to come back. You got to.
If you change rooms, wow, that's also called shini makom. Im lo shoy dait mitchila l'shas cheder acher, unless initially had in mind to go to another room. And some, as we'll discuss later in the Ramah. So on this halach of changing from room to room, that we're saying the mechaber holds over here, that's called shinui makom, the notes point out, it used to be when you ate, you didn't move around. And you had a waiter come bring you the food. Today, it's all the time. You're going to the kitchen, you're going to here, you're going to there. It's almost understood. So when the Mishnah Berurah says, unless you had an das mitchila to change location in the house to another room, that's automatic. When we sit down to eat, we know we're going to change location. That's a given that you have in mind by every time we eat, that we're going to go around in the house. Sivkan dal, oshaya oichel v'chulu, or if he's eating and someone calls him to talk to him. Ashmina bezeh, we're learning over here, afal pishlo pasik mishidosa kal, even though he never stopped eating, the meal isn't over, his friend called him, I want to speak to you for a minute. He went to meet him outside the door of his house. He stepped out. When he comes back, it's the same as if he would have went to a different house. It's something to say, he didn't go up to the doorway. He went out the door. Because if he's talking to his friend while he's still inside by the door, that's not called change of location. So if he changed location, what's the din? He has to make a bracha achrona and then a new bracha rishona. Why? The idea is by leaving his place, this opinion holds, the meal's over. You changed location, the meal has ended. Whatever he eats afterwards is a whole new meal. Therefore, he's got a bench for what he ate before. And then he says, Vahamotzi alaba, hamotzi for what he's about to eat. He has to make a bracha achrona for what he ate before. And he should make the bracha achrona in the original place. If a person does want to leave his location, he should do the benching before he leaves his place. We write this after the sif beis. It's only b'diavad. He left without making a bracha achrona first. Then we say that he should go back and bench in the place where he ate. That's the mitzvah. And then he makes another hamotzi and eats wherever he wants, whether it's across the street or the other place. He'll make a new hamotzi for the rest of the meal. Sivkon ches. So he makes a new hamotzi. This is referring to someone who's eating a meal with bread. Certainly, if all he was eating was fruits or drinks, certainly, we're going to have to deal with change of location. As we were learning in Sif Beis. But if he's in the same room, just he goes from one corner to the other, in the same room, even if it is as such that he can't see his original spot, something that is used in the house, a piece of furniture, is in the way, maybe an oven, or paravan, or some kind of mechitza, kiyotzim are similar to that. Ainz is shini makom, it's still not shini makom. Kivin shu b'cheder echad, you're in the same room. The fact that I can't see where I started my meal is irrelevant, as long as you're in the same room. Sifkan yud, v'ayin l'kamon v'chul, look ahead in simen reish ayin gimel, something to say, d'shamayli n'shini makom gabi kiddush. We talk about changing location when it comes to kiddush, v'adin l'inyanenu, it's relevant to our sugya as well. Sifkan yud alef, im hoya daito. The Ramah says that if he had das to eat in another place, it's not called shini makom, provided they're both in the same bayis. Well, it's something to say. Shabashas bracha choshev le'achol gam makom ahu. When he made the bracha, he had in mind that he's going to eat in the other place as well. So it's interesting. Here the language is, when he made the bracha, he had in mind to eat in the other place. It doesn't have to be to eat. He had in mind, he made the bracha, I'm going to go there. It's not necessarily I'm going to eat there, I'm going to go to the other place. You know, I didn't think to eat, that's the notes on the side, that's already called having das. Sifkan yud beis, bayis echod, as long as you're in the same house. Hanatachas gag echod, under the same roof. Vafil miched lucheder, even if it's one room to another, or bayis aliyah, or downstairs to upstairs. even though you can't see it. So that's what we said, that Bisman Hazeh, it's always you have this das. Today it's like automatic, we have das, that we're going to be moving around the house. The Mishnah Berurah continues, V'hu adin, im ro'a mekomer rishon cha'ocha shor afil derech chalon, if he sees the place where he began to eat, even if it's through a window, v'afil mixes mekomer, or just he sees part of the place, nami mo, that also helps, even though he didn't have in mind initially to change locations, if he can see through to that spot. But this is only from one room to the other in the same home. On bias to bias, but when you have two homes, even if they're right next to each other, are in doubt. Perhaps seeing the location doesn't help when it's another home. You should know, based on what we clarify in the Ramah, the Anunogin Kaposkim Shalolavarcha the Shinim Makom. Our meaning is not to make a new bracha when you change locations, Kisha'im the Emsu, this pass if you're in the middle of a meal of bread. If that's the case, Suei Nafkamina Ladina Kalachilukum Elushes Kanal in Shinim Makom, then there's no difference, Lahalocha, for all these distinctions we're making, Rakleinim Subin Lechol Pairs, unless you're sitting down to eat fruits, Ushari Mashkin, or other drinks. Because then everyone agrees there's an issue of Shinim Makom. So the discussion is, what about different homes under the same roof? Apartment buildings. So again, Parshas Halacha is a different apartment that's already considered a Shinim Makom, even though you share the same roof. Then they start discussing what about the Cheder Madregos. What about the common areas of the apartment? Is that considered a separate area? Is that part of my house? So these are all the shailas about how to deal when you live in an apartment building. How far does your house go? But when you have an individual home, the halacha, everything in the house, we're going to be say you have das for it, and that won't be considered a shinim makom.